And there was this poster, The Royal Ballet is in Swan Lake. I walked up to the box office, I bought a ticket, I went in. I spent the next 3 hours in absolute total heaven. I'll never forget it. It changed my life. Well, I walked back up to the theater where the drama club was. All the kids were sitting in the bus. They had already called the police. They thought that I'd been kidnapped or murdered or something. And the police were sort of around and they were taking testimony. I said, hi, I went to the ballet. Oh, God, they just hated me so much. They were so mad.
And you said it changed your life.
Oh, totally. I came out of there and I said, I'm going to start taking ballet lessons.
Because you hadn't been doing ballet before.
I didn't know a thing about it. Nothing. So that's why I hope people come to Swan Lake tonight, because even if it changes one person's life, it's worth it. And it is that kind of a ballet. It is life-changing. Once you see it, you'll never forget it. It's really an extraordinary ballet. And I had to wait 5 years to do it here. Even now, it's a tad early, but we're going for it. We're going to do it, and I think it's going to look really beautiful.
Why do you say it's a tad early?
Well, mostly it's done by pretty mature companies. You need the right cast. You need the right maturity. I think that people mature earlier now. We have a company of dancers who really, they've sunk their teeth into this ballet. One of them came up to me one day and said, oh, Peter, it's such an honor for us to dance this work. You know, that's extraordinary. I'm really proud of them. I sit in the front of the room and I go, oh, my God, my company can dance Swan Lake.
Oftentimes, dance companies will do just one act,
the second act. Second act.
You're doing all four.
Right.
That's quite an endeavor.
You're not kidding. Yeah, it's a big ballet. Now, if you were going to do all of Tchaikovsky's music, you'd be looking at about a four-hour show. So it's traditional to make a lot of cuts in this score. He'd never tried his hand at ballet music before. He wrote a letter to Rimsky-Korsakov at the time saying, you know, I need money, and I've never tried this before. Maybe I should give it a go. You know, and then, of course, he became really the greatest ballet composer in the world. So you have to cook down the four acts into something manageable. And modern practice is, and this is what we will do, run acts one and two together. That's about an hour. And then you run acts three and four together. That's about 45 minutes. So that becomes a really doable evening in the theater.
And you're going to have the Boise Philharmonic performing Tchaikovsky's classic.
It's amazing. This all sort of happened in a fluke, but we're really, really grateful that the orchestra is going to play for us. They go into the pit only for Nutcracker. One of the greatest things about this, of course, though, is Robert Franz, their music director. He's a really great conductor, a first-class musician. I love Robert. He's really great. He's never conducted Swan Lake before. So for him, this is a huge challenge and a great opportunity. It's the only Tchaikovsky ballet he hasn't done. So we're all really excited.
What do you want people who come to the ballet tonight and Saturday to take away from the performance?
Well, that it's very beautiful, certainly, that the music is magnificent, that the whole picture really is unique. There is no other ballet like Swan Lake, and it defines what ballet really is. It takes you out of your own regular world and takes you to a place very far above the earth, someplace else that's dramatic, beautiful, has its own reality, and it really does take people away from the day-to-day problems of their lives. I think that's why ballet was really created. It is an entertainment, but ballet is a lofty entertainment. You're taken to someplace very magic and special and beautiful for the time you're in the theater, and really that's our job. That's what we should do.